The Lions game left the Packers 4-4 and looking for answers, and it looks like they might have found one in young Vince Beagle. Let's watch him on the goal line. First thing you notice is watch how close he shaves it to that tackle. Comes right off his rear end. He doesn't charge willy-nilly up the field and take himself out of the play like so many young players do. He's taking himself right to the play. The next thing you notice is watch him dip underneath the blocker right there. And he's not getting paid. The reason he does this, he's not getting paid to take on blockers. If he can get around them and get to the ball carrier sooner, all the better. And that's just what Beagle's doing. He gets the first hit. He penetrates. He disrupts. Ball comes free. Opportunity for a takeaway. That is good stuff on the goal line. Let's look at the very next play. And here's Beagle right here. And this time, he'll have to take on the blocker. And that blocker is 6'7", 270. But look at Beagle's hands in here. He's got him inside. That allows him to control the blocker. He has leverage on the blocker, and that way he's able to shock him, shed him, and help Kevin King stop Theo Riddick right here short of the goal line. Now, Beagle is a young fella, and that means special teams. Here is Beagle right here, and you talk about the essence of special teams play. Cover, take on the blocker, shed the blocker, and make the tackle. Vince Beagle making a good first impression, and he's only getting started.
I think as the season moves forward, I'll continue to get better, you know, for this team. My pass rusher can continue to get better. I'm going to be better on special teams. I'm going to be better on defense, and I'm excited where that may take us.